When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Love escargot.
Love escargot.
That's right. Love escargot.
And I love it. So it's called P-E-E.
No, it's called Love Escargot by Dashka Schlatter.
By Tesla Sir.
By Slam.
No!
Bonjour! You hello, are already here?
Hello,
what does bonjour mean?
Hello.
In French.
Door is open.
Uh-huh. I have not finished getting dressed as a little snail, but that's okay. I don't mind. You will help me decide what to wear. This is my beanie. I wear it when I'm full of beans, but today I am full of salad with a few croutons and a light vinaigrette, so I cannot wear the beanie. What about the fedora? I wear it when I want to be fancy and adorable. Fedorable! Do you think it's too big for me? Perhaps the beret is best. The beret is chic, suave, debonair. It makes me look magnifique. You can kiss me if you like. But now I must tell you something exciting. Today is Snailentine's Day, which is a day. Yeah. Which is a day for celebrating the love you feel for your favorite snail. Your Snailentine. Okay, he's having a turn. Your Snailentine. Look at this. It's Valentine's Day, but for snails. Escargot has been invited to a party. Sure. All the snails will be there, eating canapés and crudités and exchanging beautiful cards. You should come. Perhaps you will find your snail in time. You are a snail, aren't you? You are beautiful enough to be a snail, even if your tentacles are unusual. Are you a snail?
No.
Are you a snail?
Yeah. I'm a fox.
You're a fox?
I'm a super guy that defeats everything in the entire universe.
Oh my goodness. But when you wave them in the air, no one will care. The secret to being a beautiful French snail is joie de vivre, which is the happiness you bring to waving your tentacles. Let's wave them together. Voila! You are a snail. While we are traveling to the party, we can talk. Tell me, what do you look for in a snailentine? A nice smile? A shimmery trail? French flair? Your snailentine should be somebody who makes you feel magnifique. For example, they might give you compliments like, your tentacles are as tall as the stems of a flower. Or your trail is as shimmery as the stars in the sky. Your snailentine will enjoy the same things as you, like reading books about snail heroes, or eating salad with a few croutons and a light vinaigrette. This says, it's a Valentine's or snailentine's card. It says, roses are red, salads are green, your shell is the fanciest I've ever seen. They may call you a cute nickname like my little cabbage, or mon petit chou, or mon tonion, or ma pousse. My apple core or my flea. Maybe those sound cuter in French, though. Don't take this the wrong way, but I've noticed your shell is missing. Did you forget to put it on this morning? It's not that I care about your shell. It's just that we're going to a Snailentine's Day party. Someone ate the apple. If you do not have a shell, people might think you're a slug. Not me, of course. I know you're a snail. Without your shell, you will have to find another way to hide when you feel shy. Even a fierce French snail like escargot sometimes feels shy at parties.
Yes, he's shy.
Perhaps you can hide behind a convenient plant or rock. She's hiding behind the little leaves here. See, sorry? Look. Hiding. Or you can use your tentacles to hide. Let us practice shy hiding together. Voila! It's like you are invisible. You are a clever snail. I understand why you might be feeling shy.
We'll go in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me to go in my mouth.
Okay. Are you covering your own? You're being shy on your own? I understand why you might be feeling shy. You're wondering, will there be dancing at this party, Escargot? Because I do not know all the latest snail dances. Do not worry. I can teach you. The secret to being an excellent snail dancer is to do it with elan, which is a mix of style and enthusiasm. Let's practice dancing with elan. First, the shell swivel. Next, the foot wiggle. Add the tentacle shake, the shimmery slide, and voila! You are a dancing snail. Quelle chance! We have danced ourselves all the way to the Snailentine's Day party. Do I look all right? Do I have lettuce in my teeth?
She looks funny, right?
Yeah, she's checking her teeth. Do I have lettuce in my teeth? Is my shell on straight? Maybe you can give it a little polish. On the count of three, we will go inside. One, two, three. Actually, why don't you go in first? I will count and you will turn the page. Un, deux, trois. Turn the page. But this is not the right party. This party has crudités and canapés, but no snails. Uh-oh. Is that a bee and a little mouse?
That's an ant bee.
It's a little vole. And then he says, welcome to my Valentine's Day party.
That's a mouse.
Yeah, it's not the snail party. It's at the wrong party. Escargot.
There's a mouse over here.
Yeah. Okay. Escargot has never spoken to a vole before. Escargot has no idea what to say to a vole. Escargot is extremely confident, but also mildly concerned.
It's funny, right?
Yeah. Do voles like snails? Do voles eat snails? Do voles make holes? What if Escargot falls into a deep vole hole and can't get out? I'm sorry you did not bring your shell, because I'm going to hide inside mine. Uh-oh, look. He's being shy and he's hiding. He's hiding in his shell. Not because I'm afraid of voles. I just need a moment to think. Hello, I'm Volery. I couldn't help noticing your beautiful shell. It's the color of a cozy burrow, and you wear your beret with such distinctive flair. I was wondering if you ever, sometimes with the right music, you like to dance? And snail's peeking her head out. The vole is actually charmant. Her crudités are delicious. And she waves her whiskers with so much joie de vivre. She makes me feel magnifique. Do you think perhaps she could be my Volentine? Oh, look, they're dancing. He's holding the tentacle. The vole's holding the tentacle. But that does not mean I have forgotten. Yeah. But that does not mean I've forgotten my Snailentine. Can you guess who it is? Mais oui, it's you. To my little cabbage, you are my favorite snail. Love and kisses. Escargot.
Who's picking him up?
That's you. That's your hand. And that is... La fin.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our
story. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you have to see...